It's Monday afternoon. It's already February, folks. In fact, Valentine's Day is, 3 minus 14, 11 days away, and we're going to be talking about, Gracie, that's it now. We're going to be talking about a very important topic here today. Joe Mann is here with us from Big Oaks Rescue Farm, and gee, Joe, how are you doing today?
Doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I know that, Gracie, you don't have to be so upset about this big rescue farm stuff now. Come on, Grace. Be quiet. All right. We're going to be talking about Big Oaks Rescue Farm. Gracie has had a great time smelling Joe this afternoon. We have to say that. She has never smelled some of the smells that you brought in here with you, Joe. I'm telling you, you have all different kinds of animals, don't you, at your farm? Give us some of the types of animals you have there.
We've got horses, mules, donkeys, goats, pigs, sheep, 4 emus, a couple of bulls. We've got some chickens, some ducks, some turkeys, some guineas, a couple of rabbits, 1 possum. One pet possum. We've got 6 deer. It's a pretty good assortment. Everything is rescue except for 2 horses, and if the count's right, we've got 55 horses.
55 horses.
55.
Wow. And you said you were up to around 60.
We've had as many as 60. 3 went to foster up in the upper part of the state, and 3 went to foster down in Newberry County. We picked 2 up in Saluda, and 1 got adopted yesterday, so that should be 55.
Wow. Now, what's the difference between a foster and the rescue?
Well, we just got some people that wanted to help us take a little pressure off. So, like I said, 3 went to foster. You know, when you come out and adopt one, it belongs to you.
Right.
Foster means you're going to take care of them until somebody does adopt them.
Yeah. Wow. That's terrific. Now, how did you get involved in this? Because this is basically for big animals, although the possum sounds a little small.
Well, the possum's mother got shot over in Abbeville, and people were cleaning the shed out, and she was about as big as your thumb. And,
wow.
And we got her on a bottle and raised her. And possums and horses don't do too good together, but she has her own pen. And she's in the pen with 2 rabbits and 2 chickens.
2 rabbits and 2 chickens,
mm-hmm.
Wow. So how did you get into this big rescue farm?
Well, it's something that started when I was a little kid, and it just kind of stuck with me all my life. And it's just something that I have to do.
Something you were destined to do, right?
I believe it was carved in stone when I was born.
Carved in stone when
I
you were
believe
born.
It was.
You know, I think that's a wonderful thing about life is that everybody has some special gift or special thing that they can do in this world, and you feel that you have found yours. But you haven't always done this.
Well, I had to make a living. I mean, I had to eat while I was doing it, but I've done it pretty much all my life, just never on the scale of now.
Right.
I mean, now it's a full-time 24/7. But we do have some good volunteers. Really, the volunteers are the backbone of it because there's no way one person can handle. There's over 300 animals out there.
That's hard to believe, and that's right here, really, in Greenwood.
Right adjoining the city limits.
Yeah, exactly, right. Really, right across from Piedmont Tech, would that be?
No, it's right across from Covidian.
Covidian, right.
But we've got animals from as far away as Hampton, South Carolina, Stanley, North Carolina, Livonia, Georgia, and different areas throughout South Carolina. I would say 80% of them come through law enforcement and animal control. Sometimes we have them voluntarily turned in, just like the 2 that I picked up in Saluda. The lady just admitted, you know, I can no longer take care of them. And it's much better for that to happen than it is for people to wait until they're almost dead, you know, before either they call or somebody turns them in to animal control. So, you know, it's, I don't know how many more we can take until some get adopted out, but it's pretty rough out there on animals right now.
And I think is a large part of that because of the economy?
The economy, I'm sure, has a lot to do with it, but it's not the only bearing on it. South Carolina ranks 46th in the nation for animal protection laws. And you've got a certain type individual up there out there that just, they're not going to take care of the kids or the animals.
But we've got laws to protect the kids.
We've got better laws. Well, of course we have laws to protect
kids. Okay, well, that's my point, yes.
Yeah, and I wish we had better laws to protect animals also. I'm certainly not comparing kids and animals.
Sure.
I would never do that.
Well, I would as far as Gracie goes.
Yeah, well,
she's like a child.
Yeah. We've worked very, very, very close with Lauren's Animal Control, and two or three weeks ago, we were called, and we went to Fountain Inn, and there's one horse that already starved to death, and the night really got so cold, and didn't even have the common courtesy to bury this poor horse. They just poured a 5-gallon bucket of lime on it, which accelerates decomposition, and we picked up the two survivors. I don't know how anybody could be more guilty than what this lady is, but yet she come in court and asked for a jury trial. So that'll be coming up before long.
But she had two animals that were starving?
Two other horses. We've got them at the farm now, but the one, I wish we could have got to it sooner. But between starvation and the temperature dropped down real cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you would certainly think that somebody would have the common decency to bury an animal rather than pouring a bucket of lime on them. But we've seen a lot since 2007.
Well, have you tried working with the state on laws that would help this?
There's a lot of protests going on right now with some of our lawmakers. Well, maybe I shouldn't say protest. Maybe I should say a lot of people are pleading with them to try to get stiffer laws. I think a lot of the judges would abide by the laws if they had laws to abide by. Most of them do take an interest. You have some that don't. But I think law enforcement gets pretty frustrated when they have to wait until a horse gets down on a body scale of a 1 to 1.5 before they can legally step in and do anything. And when you get down to that kind of a body scale, it's very, very difficult to bring one back from starvation. I think since 2007, we've lost, 6, which, you know, with the number that we've picked up is not bad, but sometimes they're just too far gone. You know, when the organs start shutting down, it's hard to get them started back up.
Sure.
But, we do the best we can. And
you have a veterinary that works with you?
We do. Our primary vet is Dr. George Copeland out of Clinton. But we've been fortunate with Piedmont Tech has a vet tech class now.
Sure.
And they come out about twice a year. They do a lot of coggins and they do a lot of inspections and, you know, it's beneficial to us and to the students because they're actually getting some hands-on.
Sure.
And like I said, it's beneficial to everybody.
It's emotional, isn't it?
Very emotional, yeah. We're open to the public 7 days a week. We like for people to come from 11 to 3. I invite all of you to come. You'll see some sad, but you'll see some happy. We've got a lot of before and after pictures. And I do know that they do appreciate it when you save one. They appreciate it. They show you. They may not can tell you, but they show you.
I'll tell you the funny. This is a funny story, but this is a saving story. I went many years ago. I had a friend give me a kitten. Well, she gave me this kitten, but it had lice and it had fleas. And so this, I had just met Jeff and hadn't known him very long, and we were taking the kitten home, and he was holding it in his arms, and he started seeing these things moving on his arms. And he goes, oh, Ann, this is disgusting. This cat has lice. So we went and got some stuff, and he proceeded to take a glove, and he dunked it in the water with the stuff to clean, to kill the lice. And that poor cat, that kitten, after it saved its life, it was not drowned, but, you know, it was dunked in that water. You could do anything to that kitten. You could hold it up like this, and it would just go ahead. I'm here for you, Mom. But, yes, that kitten did know that its life had been saved.
They know.
Yes.
They know. They, of course they do. We've got seven in the barn right now, seven horses. And I think there's 11 donkeys. We just rounded up seven wild ones here a while back in Greenwood County, and they're pretty wild. We've got to tame them before we can trim their hooves. And some of their hooves are like elf shoes right now. We can't put them in the pasture till we trim them. So we've got four that are tame in the barn, helping us to tame the wild ones. But right now there's seven horses and 11 donkeys in the barn, and I think maybe one little goat that wasn't feeling good. So.
Now, what? Well, here, I tell you what, we are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. If you've got a question for Joe, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Joe Mann with Big Oaks Rescue Farm, and we're talking about the plight of animals. We were just talking off the air about his alpaca that's just there. You said the alpaca didn't realize it was an alpaca?
Well, I've had him since he was born because his mother rejected him.
Yeah.
And he uses puppy pads better than most dogs. So he's in with two cats, and he spends a lot of his days grooming the two cats.
Grooming the two cats?
Yeah.
He's going to get pretty big, though, isn't he?
He's a lot bigger than the cats.
Yeah. Okay. But we just had Peg Fox call, and she wanted to know how people can donate or volunteer out there at Big Oaks Farm. You have people come out and volunteer?
Yes, ma'am. We have to have volunteers.
Okay.
We have to.
And if Peg wanted to call and talk to you, what would be a number for her to call you?
864-993-9691.
And that is your cell phone number.
That's my cell phone. And
so
if anybody...
please don't call him right now, Peg. He's on the air with me.
I've got it turned off.
Okay.
Right now. But if anybody would like to make a donation, we would appreciate it.
Now you're a nonprofit organization.
Our 501c3 application has been in with the IRS since November of 2012. We can.
You
legally...
weren't in there with the Tea Party people, now,
no.
Were you?
Yeah. That may be what's holding ours up.
That maybe is what's holding yours up.
But we are legal in accepting tax-deductible donations. They tell us it'll be retroactive for 27 months. If anybody uses Facebook, if you go on Big Oaks Rescue Farm's Facebook page, we've got a lot of information. We've got a P.O. box. Donations can be mailed to, or they can be mailed to 2305 Kate Way. That's Greenwood. 29646, and I can assure you that every single cent of your donation goes to the animals. There's no commission, no percentages, no administrative fees. Every cent of it goes
to the
animals.
Well, now, Joe, you've donated. I mean, how did you start this organization?
With my personal life savings, and I have no regrets. I would do it again if I had the opportunity.
Absolutely.
I really would. It's what I was put on earth to do. You know, we're having some, I'm sure most of the world knows that I'm going through a divorce. And my wife's insisting on the farm be sold. And, you know, she's been offered more than fair settlements. But she's just insisting the farm be sold. And that cannot happen because we have nowhere for these animals to go. We are adopting them out just as soon as we possibly can. But they have to go to a good home. 90% of the people that apply for adoption get to adopt, but I'm guessing probably 10% that apply do not get to adopt because they've been through hell once, and we're not going to send them through hell again. But, you know, we kind of need everybody's prayers in this.
Well, now, there is a, I know that there's kind of a question about what good it will do, but there is a petition that people can sign to help you that will be presented to the judge, and you go back to court, what is it, April 10th? Is
just
that right?
Just found out this day. The last hearing was
supposed to be last week because of the snow.
The courthouse was closed. Matter of fact, I was in my attorney's conference room when the notice come in, and I don't know which one of us hollered the loudest, but it has been rescheduled for April the 10th. You know, and there was a petition started.
Is that through Facebook that you can find that?
Or you can find that through Facebook.
Okay.
It's, matter of fact, until your lady called me and asked me how many names, and I did not know. I didn't start the petition.
Right.
But I called one of our supporters, and I think she told me there was 4,560 signatures on it. You know, we would appreciate to... We'd appreciate your prayers and appreciate your support, and we cannot lose this farm.
Well, I'd say you can't lose this farm because where would the animals go?
There's
and
nowhere
who,
for them to go. This farm is designed to do exactly what it does. We've got fencing and cross fencing and barns and run-in sheds. Every animal there has shelter. Now, we've got a few that just don't want shelter, but the shelter is there for them. You know, they have shelter. They will continue to have shelter, but this farm is designed to do, like I said, exactly what it does.
How many farms are there like this across the state, Joe?
Well, I can't say it as a fact, but I've heard that we're the only one that takes
big
you know,
animals.
Any kind. You know, there's other equine rescues, and but we just hardly ever turn down anything. When I say hardly ever, we've turned down a couple of requests because one was 36 years old and one horse was 38 years old and they were already sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just kind of taking advantage of a situation. They just wanted somebody to bury the animal. But we work with a lot of law enforcement, a lot of animal control. You folks are welcome to come out and see what we do. And if you do decide to donate, I assure you every cent of it goes to the animals.
What type of things, if one wanted to buy certain things, aren't there certain things that you really need, like hay and shavings and paper towels and all that kind of stuff you could
feed.
Use?
Feed. Feed is the would be the top three.
Feed, and more feed.
And we do have a feed store that we have opened up. It's at 405 North Emerald Road, the old Drinkard Printing Building.
What do you do there?
We have a Southern States feed dealership. You know, it. And, of course, that's where we buy our feed. If anybody wants to donate any feed, you can go by or you can call. The number is 227-7777.
It's an easy number.
Pretty easy. I bribed a little lady with the phone company to give me a
easy number.
Give me a number people could remember.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I didn't bribe her. She was just, I said, ma'am, please give me one that's easy to remember. And she said, how about 7777. I said, we'll take it.
So I didn't know that. So people can act, and can they buy feed there for their own animals?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We should have feed for most any animal you have.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Joe Mann. If you would like to volunteer, you can call him after the show. His number is 993-9691. That's 993-9691. If you'd like to talk to him more about the Big Oaks Rescue Farm, you can do that, too. They are located at Big Oaks Rescue Farm is right out there at 2305 Cateway. You can't miss it. It's a big place. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. It's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We are here with Joe Mann from Big Oaks Rescue Farm. You know, we just had another call come in. Penny Willis called. She wanted to know the best way to view adoptable animals, and can people come by and see them in person? And I know that you take people coming in there 7 days a week from 11 to 3, correct? Is that right, Joe? They can come by and see them right there. And, of course, you also have a Facebook page, and you have a website.
We do.
BigOaksRescueFarm.org, if you want to go to that. But you said Facebook is one of the best ways. You
Facebook.
Post pictures.
Facebook probably has more information right now than our website, because it's you know, we've used Facebook for a long time. The
website's new.
The website's pretty new. It's trying to catch up, but some very good supporters are handling the website, designing it, and even paying for it. Thank goodness. But no, we welcome the public 7 days a week from 11 to 3.
And you're not going to let any animal leave there that's not healthy?
No.
I mean, because we were just talking about that off the air.
They will be rehabilitated before they leave. Not that we know more about it than anybody else, but...
You've been doing it for a few years.
We've got a pretty good record, and, you know, some of it's not rocket science. Some of it's common sense. And the problem is some of the people that where we picked these animals up didn't have that common sense. They didn't want, I just never understood how somebody can go in and know their animal is starving to death and just, I guess they go in, eat their supper or their dinner and not worry about it, but we've seen some pretty sad sights.
But well, the only way you could do that is not to see the eyes. Because, like Gracie, when you're sitting here trying to eat something, she has the best look that makes you feel totally guilty about even eating one bite.
Sure. Well, we picked up two. We've adopted out somewhere in the 80-something horses that we had rehabbed and adopted out. But we picked up two in Fountain Inn with Lauren's Animal Control here 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I have seen horses eat bark off of trees. I've seen them eat shavings.
Oh, my God.
But it's the first time in my life I'd ever seen them eat trees. The trees had fallen like beavers had been in.
If you go on our Facebook,
I literally ate the trees. You can go on our Facebook page, and I made some pictures, and the pictures were posted. I mean, they were literally eating.
And horses aren't supposed to eat trees, are they?
No, of course not. No. But they have to eat something. You know, if you get hungry enough, you'll eat whatever's available.
Sure.
But, we've got a pretty good feeling these two are going to be okay. They're in the barn at night, and we let them out on your warmer days. We have a blanket on them, but I think there's 7 in the barn tonight, and I think 11 donkeys.
Wow.
One goat.
Well, Gracie is getting very upset about all this stuff here. Gracie, I don't know what's wrong with you today. Is it Joe Mann that's making you upset talking about all these animals?
Unusual smell.
She hates to hear that animals are not being treated right. And, you know, she has had a pampered life, so she really doesn't understand how somebody couldn't treat him right.
Neither do I.
Yeah, so that's what makes it tough. Now, you can, of course, go to their website, BigOaksRescueFarm.org. Check them out on Facebook, Big Oaks Rescue Farm. You can donate if you'd like to, and you can volunteer. I am going to give you Joe Mann's telephone number. It's 993-9691. That's 993-9691. You know, it really is hard to understand how somebody can let an animal just starve to death. Isn't it?
It's very hard, but and like we talked about earlier, the economy has something to do with it. But I won't mention names, but we picked up a horse over in Abbeville from a medical doctor, and the horse had passed the point of return. I mean, we couldn't save it. And this is, we all know what doctors make, so there's no excuse. But one horse out in the pasture, just as bony as he could be, and I don't think he made it even a week. It's a certain class that that allows this to happen. Whether it's all different kind of people.
Now, from a legal standpoint, what types of things are being done in the legislature here in South Carolina? Are there things being done?
There's a lot of bills pending, but they have been pending for a long, long time. Most of the time, they either never get put up on the floor for a vote, or they're voted out, or not voted in, I guess I should say. And I would certainly appreciate it if you maybe would contact your representative and tell them how you feel about animal welfare. South Carolina, I've said before, ranks 46th in the nation for animal protection laws. And that's only fourth from the bottom. And if you don't have a problem with South Carolina ranking 46, then I have a problem with it, and I think the largest percentage of people also have a problem with it. Law enforcement will enforce the laws if you give them laws to enforce. The judges and the courts will too. But when you have to let a horse get down to a body scale of 1 to 1.5 before they can step in and do anything, it's frustrating the law enforcement, it's frustrating the judges, and I know because we're in court a lot. We don't mind going at all, but I wish you would contact your representative and ask them. You know, if nothing else, ask them why. Why are we 46? I mean, who's holding out? I mean, what's the reason for it, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're fourth from the bottom. What people do to animals and get away with it is unbelievable. We see it every day. You folks come to the farm, we'll show you what some people do. I mean, if it wasn't against the law to rob a bank, I imagine more banks would be robbed.
Well, you know, it's just like the commercials that you see on TV for dogs and cats.
Sure.
I mean, that is, if you have any heart at all, I can't watch it. I mean, I have to change the channel because it is just horrific to see some of the things and to see the animals there.
The only difference in the dogs and the horse is size.
That's right.
They're just a lot bigger, but come out and visit with us. We'll show you. You don't have to take my word for it.
All right. Well, they're going to come out and see you 11 to 3, 7 days a week right out there at 2305 Cateway. That's actually right across the street from Covidian. I mean, you have a huge, how many acres is that farm?
It's about 46 total.
Yeah, so it's a good-sized farm, it's also fenced and cross-fenced, and the deer like it there too, huh?
Yeah, everything has shelter.
Everything, give me shelter, right?
Give me shelter.
There you go.
Give me food, water, shelter, and some attention, and I'll be your friend.
And absolutely, and that's basically what it is with it, animals, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
They appreciate it.
Absolutely, they do.
And they will show you they do.
Yes, you're right.
We've had them come in where they were pretty wild, and after a few days, maybe a week, they realize we don't mean them any harm. We're going to help them if we can, and you'd be surprised at how some of them calm down. You know, even in a starvation state, they're just so fearful of people, you know. But it doesn't take them long to come around. A little bit of feed and a little bit of brushing, and they'll be your buddy.
They'll be your buddy.
They'll be your buddy.
Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just one moment. Don't you go away.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones, too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We're going to see if we can keep Gracie quiet about this, but she has smells like she's never smelled before, Joe. I tell you what, your boots are most interesting. We are talking with Joe Mann with Big Oaks Rescue Farm. Those of you that are familiar with Big Oaks Rescue Farm and may have even read some in the paper and on Greenwood Today, et cetera, about the petition that is out there to try to help Joe save his farm. I think the basic reason for the petition, Joe, is to try to influence the judge into not saying that you have to sell your farm.
I think so. You know, it's not like that she's not been offered a more than reasonable settlement.
Mm-hmm.
She has. And I think either one of our attorneys will tell you that she's... She's being very unreasonable, as it's been put to me, but I just can't lose this farm, you know. And I guess if you wanna go out for one more big hurt, I guess that would be the best way to hurt me. I guess is all I'm gonna say.
Well, but divorces are tough, and people go through their own hurt, and they try to do whatever, right?
I reckon.
I think that's about all we're going to say about that.
Yeah.
If you would like to donate, you and want to donate a check, it is all tax deductible. And as you were saying, Joe, you don't take out any money for yourself, do you?
No, not one dime. Every single cent goes to the animals. Feed, vet bills, supplies, and we could certainly use some help. Horses are pretty expensive to take care of, and you know, we would certainly, but I would appreciate it if you would ask your representative, and I hate to keep harping on this.
Okay.
But I have no idea why South Carolina is fourth from the bottom for animal protection laws. I can't gasp it. I have asked myself why and why and why.
Have you talked to any of our representatives to
No, I haven't, because I want the public to talk to them, because I'm biased.
Right.
And I may say more than I should. But just ask.
Not you, Joe, man. You wouldn't say more than you would.
I'm not a politician. I don't share political views, and I think right's right, wrong is wrong. And I think it's just so sad that our state is 46, fourth from the bottom. What people can do to animals and get away with it is the most disgusting thing I've ever been around in my life. And we see it. I mean, we live with it.
And they don't have a voice.
Right. You hear about it on the news and read about it in the paper. We live it every day. We see what happens to animals. And we see the people walk scot-free. I mean, it's got to be just unbelievable for anybody to really...
to get any type of sentence or get any type of fine for this?
So far, we've seen one man sent to prison for 6 months for dragging a horse down the road behind his pickup truck. And I think a lot of the reason for that was political pressure.
Mm-hmm.
on the legal system. And I may have had a little something to do with that and won't deny it and may do it again if the need comes around. But just ask your representative why. I mean, just see what he says. I mean, see if what he says makes sense. You know, if there's a few holdouts, then tell us who they are. But there's no reason for this. I mean, there's no reason at all for animals to have to suffer.
Absolutely not. There certainly is not. And, you know, at one time or another, I'm sure they were loved by somebody, regardless of how they end up. And that is the issue here. So you wouldn't want to see, if you have pets, you wouldn't want to see your pets harmed or hurt or any ways. I know watching those commercials on TV are just horrific to watch, and yet we don't usually see that much with big animals, do we, Joe?
That's because you just don't see it. It happens every day.
But it's not like on, they don't have like TV commercials about big animals. They don't show the big animals as much.
Go on our Facebook page. You'll see a lot. It used to be that there was nobody to call. Law enforcement didn't have anybody to call. I mean, what are they going to do if somebody reports a horse, or two or three horses, or donkeys, or mules, or goats? I mean, who are they going to call? And we started in 2007, and we've received a lot of calls, and we'll probably receive a lot more calls. But thank God there's a lot more good people in the world than there is bad people, is all I can say.
Absolutely. Hey, we got a few minutes left here with Joe. If anybody's got a question or a comment, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Now, you say you can't lose this farm, but what happens if the judge says you have to sell the farm, Joe?
I have no idea. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but, you know, it won't be easy to find homes for that many animals. We adopt out as many as we can. 90% of the people that apply for an adoption get to adopt.
What is your criteria? What would keep somebody from being able to adopt one, Joe?
Well, if you've ever been charged or convicted of a animal abuse charge, there's no sense in even coming. I mean, if you were charged with it, there was a reason for it, and but you need to have some knowledge of care for a horse. You need to have adequate acreage. You need to have shelter. You need to have the means to support. We just denied a family adopting three horses. They first said they had 12 acres. They do have 12 acres, but they only had about 3 acres fenced in, and there's one breadwinner in a family of six. So, you know, I don't see how anybody could take care of three horses with...
How much does it cost to take care of a horse?
You have easy keepers and you have hard keepers.
Okay.
It costs a lot less for an easy keeper than does a hard keeper.
Well, what's an easy keeper, Joe?
Easy keeper can just about survive on good hay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas your hard keeper needs a little bit of sweet feed and vitamins and
minerals. Well,
is
there a different type of horses or just their condition that makes them easy or not easy keepers?
It's just like people. You have some easy keepers and some hard keepers, you know. Some people eat
to
live.
Keep on kicking forever.
Some people eat to live and some people live to eat. I eat to live and... But some horses are just harder to take care of than others. They require a little bit more attention and a little bit better grade of feed. First, I guess the biggest excuse we've probably heard when we get calls to go on these bony horses, well, it's an old horse. It doesn't make any difference whether it's an old horse or a young horse. And that's just so irritating. We've got horses at the farm that's 35 years old. Come out and look at them and tell me, you can't keep weight on an old horse. That's not true. You can, but you have to want to, and you have to have a little bit of know-how to do it. But we've got some that hay is all they get. It's all they need. They fat. But then we've got some that you will never rehabilitate a horse on just hay, I can tell you that.
Now, I know that you have had, in fact, I think it was the Vet Tech group out there that did some fundraisers at the farm last fall, wasn't it?
We have the Piedmont Tech Vet Techs. They come out a couple of times a year. The Piedmont Tech nursing students had a fundraiser for us here a while back. I think raised about $2,200, $2,300, I think.
That's terrific.
Yeah, really. Best we can tell, it cost about $5,000 a month to run this farm. Some months will be less than that. Some months will be more than that. And a lot of that depends on how often we have to have a vet there.
Mm-hmm.
When we have an animal that needs a vet, we get a vet. A lot of what a vet can do, we can do ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We keep certain medicines on hand. And but I would say if you had to come up with an average, probably $5,000 a month would be the closest we could probably.
And if you didn't, but you also need that area for the animals. That's the other big thing. You need space.
Oh, you need
which
space.
Which is what you have, of course,
the
at the farm there.
The general rule of thumb on a horse is you need 3 acres per horse. Well, we certainly don't have 3 acres for every horse we've got, but we keep hay out year-round.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to eat. I just wish everybody felt that way about them.
I know.
Yeah.
This is a really tough time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because we live it. We
and
see
you,
it every
and
day.
And you just keep picking up more and more animals,
more
animals, and it's kind of slow putting them back out there to get them into good homes.
If you get a horse in bad enough condition, it's not unheard of for it to take a year to rehabilitate one.
Wow.
We've got some out there that we've had close to a year that's just now beginning to be because if you try to rehabilitate one too quick, you're going to kill it. I mean, you have to do it very, very slow. It'll take just as long to rehabilitate one as it did to get one in the condition they're usually in.
Wow.
And it's just very, very sad.
Absolutely. Well, Joe Mann, if you would like to talk to Joe about what's going on out there at Big Oaks Rescue Farm, you can call him at 993-9691. That's 993-9691. If you'd like to make a donation, you can mail the donation to Big Oaks Rescue Farm, 2305 Kate Way, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, 29646. And, of course, he would love for anybody, and he's been admonishing me for not coming out there before we had this show here today, but I'm going to have to go out there and report back on this, too. So, Joe, it certainly is nice of you to come out here today.
Appreciate you having me, and you're all welcome to come visit.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Gracie is saying this has upset her no end. She wants me to make a big donation right now in her name. Hey, that's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.